From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Another Islamic State attack in Iraq Sunday left at least 11 dead, more than 20 wounded. Suicide attackers stormed a gas plant north of Baghdad, setting off multiple explosions. At least three gas storage containers were set afire. Last week, three suicide attacks in Baghdad killed nearly 100 people. In Jordan Sunday, the Obama administration's top envoy to the coalition fighting IS extremists, Brett McGurk, said the Sunni militants had been unable to gain significant ground since taking the city of Ramadi a year ago. McGurk told reporters in Amman the U.S.-led coalition is conducting precision airstrikes in Mosul almost daily. He said that the effort to retake the Iraqi city, along with Raqqa in Syria, are making progress. And McGurk said the U.S. prefers having local forces on the ground take the fight to the IS group rather than the U.S.
We don't want U.S. forces going in and cleaning out these cities because that is not a recipe for a sustainable success. We believe the sustainable model is for local people to take back their territories and take back their homes. And it took some time to organize the local forces to do that, but I think you can see that we're starting to have some real momentum now, and that is something that is going to continue.
He also claimed the ideological war on social media against IS is on the offensive. A spokesman for Nigeria's central bank is denying a report it plans to devalue the currency, the Naira. He told Reuters there are no negotiations with the International Monetary Fund about such a devaluation. Last week, Vice President Yemi Osinbajo said the bank needed to change its foreign currency policies to spur investment. President Muhammadu Buhari is quoted as agreeing to devalue the currency in exchange for funds from the IMF to fund an offset of slump in oil revenues. This is VOA News.